You're listening to SBS News.
Supporters of Cassius Turvey want the country to remember his name and his lively spirit. The Perth boy died in October, 10 days after he was allegedly struck with a metal pole while walking home from school. In Melbourne, cousin Sam May read a statement on behalf of Cassius's mother, Michelle Turvey.
We know from the early days that Cassius would be a shining star. This was easily seen by his family in the way he smiled. He laughed the way he cared about others. Cassius was a people lover who treated everyone especially and respectfully. He was jovial, kind, and his heart larger than life.
Rallies to remember the Noongar Yamatji 15-year-old have been held around the country, including in Sydney, Canberra, Perth, Brisbane, Alice Springs and Darwin. And Australian leaders are speaking up, including Federal Treasurer Jim Chalmers.
The thieving of a young life full of such promise, I think, impacts us all. And it's a reminder that we do have a long way to go in this country.
At Sydney's Town Hall, there were passionate speeches from Aboriginal campaigners expressing their grief and anger over the number of First Nations people who have died in police custody or as a result of violence. There have been at least 517 Indigenous deaths in custody in the 31 years since 1991, when the Royal Commission into Aboriginal Deaths in Custody report was handed down. The crowd in Sydney held candles and wore T-shirts as a tribute to the Western Australian teen. Indigenous campaigner Linda June Coe, who is also a Greens Party candidate for the 2023 New South Wales election in March, says she has struggled to find words to represent the gravity of the death.
That boy represented our hopes, our dreams, our future, and they took it from us. He represents every single son.
A 21-year-old man has been charged with the alleged murder and is due to face court later this month. At a vigil, Auntie Gracelyn Smallwood says there has been no accountability for the number of Indigenous youths who have died.
I've been demonstrating as a human rights activist for probably 60 years, and my parents 60 years before that, and my grandparents 60 years before that. Nothing's changed. If anything, it's getting worse.
The former trauma nurse says the system is letting people down with too many deaths. She's calling for institutions to develop an improved cultural understanding.
I've been demonstrating as a human rights activist for probably 60 years, and my parents 60 years before that, and my grandparents 60 years before that. Nothing's changed. If anything, it's getting worse.
Rallies were held across 41 locations in Australia, with vigils also taking place overseas in New Zealand and the United States. At the vigil in Darwin, Darumbul woman Chantelle Hartog says it is important to show support and solidarity.
I think definitely, not just people my age, as an Indigenous person myself, and with siblings as well in this community, it's really heartbreaking to think that this could have been any one of us, and it's not okay no matter who it is.
Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.